Yeah, tomorrow. I'm being fed the wrong information. I do apologise. This week, what are we talking about? We're talking about an online poll asking if dog control orders will resolve issues with antisocial dog owners in the town.
Yes, indeed. Worthing currently has bylaws for controlling various where dogs can go and all that sort of thing, and our little dog bins everywhere. But the council is seriously considering changing to dog control orders, and these will result in heavier fines for people who take dogs into areas where dogs are banned, have dogs not on a lead when they're supposed to be on a lead, and also people who don't clean up after their dogs.
No, it's not very nice. I always clean up after my dog Titch. I think that I've noticed that a big gap between dogs, if you like, and I notice a complete change in attitude now to people clearing up after their dogs. What's the response been from the people of Worthing?
Well, we've got to wait for the response because the poll will go on at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And what we're actually asking in the online poll is, do you think the dog control orders will resolve the problem of antisocial dog owners? We've been getting a lot of letters about it, mainly about people not clearing up in parks, and a lot of the people who run the youth football teams send in comments and give us a ring about it, because it's something that is not really very nice for little children running around with kicking a ball around. I did think it was getting better, but I think it's got worse again. Just in the last couple of years, it's almost as though a new wave of dog owners has come along and decided, actually, we're not going to do that. Whereas the majority, the vast majority, do clear up. But so let's just see what people find out, and I'll let you know next time.
Okay, let's go to Ashington next. Numerous stories about campaigners fighting a landfill site near Ashington, and now the villagers have won as Laybrook won't happen.
Yes, Laybrook won't happen. There's been so... We ran a whole page a few weeks ago about the various landfill and composting sites that are all being proposed for this area, which will bring in a hell of a lot of traffic. And people really are concerned about what's going to be put in the ground, because you never know what might break down in the future. So it was actually announced this morning that the Laybrook Brickworks will not become a landfill site, and this has delighted the Thacombe Village Action's No Laybrook Landfill campaign group. Yes, because they were really, really worried that it was really going to blight the village and completely destroy their quality of life. So it's people power has won.
Hooray!
Hurrah!
Not such good news for musician Richard Durrant, who's been forced to take a bit of a break from gigging after falling over on the ice rink.
Yes, Richard is very well known. He runs a monthly night at the Rope Tackle Centre in Shoreham, and he's an absolutely brilliant guitarist. But he's out of action. He's got a fantastic pink plaster cast on his right leg after taking a tumble on Worthing's ice rink. But don't worry, he can still work his pedals with his other foot.
Lucky.
So next Thursday he is still going to be performing his South American theme night.
Good.
Yes, but we've got a lovely picture of him with his big plaster.
I bet it suits him. He's a top man. He really has. Met him a few times. And finally, a heartwarming story of a man who's been saving dogs from a broad pool load has been supporting Greek animal rescue for over a decade.
Yes, Paul spends his holidays driving to Greece, collecting a load of street dogs and bringing them back to the UK.
It's not my idea of a holiday, I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, he's got seven of them living with him at the moment, and in tomorrow's edition, I think in the picture there's six of them with him. He's got strong-looking arms, which he have to do with all those dogs. But he did say that people ask him why does he save Greek dogs rather than English ones, and he went on holiday down there and just met a woman who runs a dog sanctuary, and discovered that the stray dogs over there are treated horrifically badly, beaten up and killed and used as doorbells and so on. Very nasty stories. So he just felt moved to do his bit. So he's running the Brighton Marathon to raise money to save dogs in Greece.
Well, good for him is all
indeed.
I can say to that. I'm looking forward to chatting to you again next week as you're lumber with me once again, Sarah. So we'll find out. You're not meant to just snigger. You're meant to say, oh, no, it's a pleasure. We'll find out.
It
the,
is a pleasure.
Of course. We'll find out the results of that online poll. I'm looking forward to that.
Indeed.
And
thank you.
Looking forward to the Worthing Herald, which is out tomorrow.
Sarah out tomorrow,
there, the
indeed.
Digital and content social media editor from the Herald. Let's check on those roads.
Keeping fast.
Thanks ever so much, Sarah.
That's okay.